Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:46, 14 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this May 16th, entering the second part of May, which leads us directly to hurricane season. Highs of 90 to 95 all the way through the week, and a chance for afternoon showers. We are already in the lower 80s, and Ben Myers joins us, staff writer for NOLA.com, to talk about, speaking of hurricanes, an eyesore since Hurricane Katrina, and that's the Six Flags site. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. Sure. Before we get to the latest delay, maybe you can give us a brief condensed history of the Six Flags saga and what's happened since Katrina.
Condensed would be maybe a challenge, but it's been, as you mentioned, vacant since Katrina wiped it out. The city took it over in 2009 through the Industrial Development Board. There have been several attempts at redeveloping it since then. The first go-round was through the Landrieu administration in 2011. A developer was chosen to build an outlet mall there, but they backed out 2 years later because of competition from the Riverwalk Outlet Mall in 2013. Then a year later, the Landrieu administration again sought development proposals, but decided they didn't like any of them and just wiped that all out. They thought about selling it just straight up, outright. That didn't really work out. And then it got to the Cantrell administration, which then again sought some proposals. And through kind of an up and down kind of process with some unexpected twists and turns, they selected Bayou Phoenix, a development team that's led by local businessman Troy Henry, who also lives in the East. That was back in October. Since then, when they were selected, they had said that they expected to work out a lease deal for site control with Bayou Phoenix by the end of the year. But that never happened or hasn't happened yet. And now here we are in May, and there's some discussion back and forth between city agencies about which one's going to own it and under what terms. And that needs to work itself out before Bayou Phoenix can even take control of the property. I hope that was condensed enough for you, but it was a long story.
No, that's perfect. You should be in journalism. Who owns it now? Who owns that land, that property?
It is currently under the control and technically owned by the Industrial Development Board, which is sort of like an unattached, independent agency of the city. It's always kind of been under the direction of City Hall, but they have the responsibility for owning and maintaining it. And they're not really set up to do that as an agency. They're more of like a development incentive granting agency. They do payments in lieu of tax deals for various developers. But they've had this kind of burden of just owning and maintaining it for years now, and it's just not really something they want to do.
So when it comes to the twists and turns to which you referred with Bayou Phoenix, and especially now with what's come to light with the smart city thing, Can you kind of walk us through that? Who wanted? I know DeMario Davis and Drew Brees were involved, right? Who had submitted proposals, and what do we know about why Troy Henry's group was chosen?
Okay, so well, there were a number of proposals that first came forth, and it was through a process called Request for Qualifications. The Drew Brees group, it's actually Kiernan West was the developer, and they're based in Colorado, but they had backing and some support from Drew Brees and DeMario Davis. They were scored highest back in February of 21, and it appeared that they were going to be the chosen development group. But the community truly spoke up and said that they preferred the Henry group. He's their neighbor, well-known in the East. And so the city sort of reversed course in a way, or I should say changed its course, and said, okay, now we're going to do something called a request for proposals process, in which they only invited two developers. That was Bayou Phoenix and the Kiernan West group. That was sort of playing out over last summer through September, when Kiernan West, without really telling anybody, sent a letter to the Cantrell administration saying, okay, we're out of this. It's clear the community wants Bayou Phoenix. Nobody knew about that until October, when the mayor came out and said, announced the withdrawal of Kiernan West, while also saying, we're now going to have a selection committee meet and consider one proposal, and that was Bayou Phoenix. I will say that even the Bayou Phoenix group, including Mr. Henry, had no idea that that was about to happen, until the day of. So it was sort of a scramble that day. The mayor came out and made a big announcement and said, well, not only is Bayou Phoenix going to be the chosen developer, but we're still going to help Kiernan West, the other group with Drew and DeMario Davis, find some kind of other development opportunity. It turned out that the Kiernan West group had an option on some land just adjacent to Six Flags along Michoud Boulevard that they were hoping to develop. That option appears to have expired now, and we don't know anything about what they're planning to do now, if anything. I think the last we've heard, I was just looking this up, the last we, I think, heard from Breeze on this is that he still wants to do something in the East. What that might be is unclear. And then there was news over the weekend that his own future and what he's planning to do is also unclear. So it's just kind of a lot of unknowns right now.
It just boggles my mind, Ben, how few people want it. We're going to select those who, we're going to select the one that we want to have it, but they're not doing anything with it. Does this drive you crazy? I can't wrap my mind around this. It's like, well, is there any value to it or not? And if so, why doesn't somebody get involved to develop it if there's money to be made? And if not, well, then I don't know. You know more about this than I do. Am I right to be puzzled about all this?
Well, of course, anyone would be right to be puzzled by this. It's a deeply complicated and hard thing to deal with. I would say, in fairness to the Bayou Phoenix group, I don't know how feasible their idea is or not, but they haven't even had a chance to get in and give it a shot because the city, amongst its own agencies, hasn't figured out who's going to control it or who's going to be the long-term owner. Ultimately, the developer, at least under the current plans, would be a lessee. The IDB and another agency, the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority, they're like haggling over the final terms of who's going to own it. And the Bayou Phoenix group can't even get in to determine the feasibility and have their own financial closing until, you know, they get the keys to the property, which the city hasn't even afforded them yet. So
at least it's not a mess.
What's that?
At least it's not a mess.
Yeah, at least it's not a mess. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again, all right?
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your reporting. Ben Myers, staff writer, NOLA.com, taking a break for traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.